Welcome to The Disruptor's Way. I'm Simone Griffiths, and it's inside this podcast that we are going to get real, talk raw, and all the things that you can do to step more and more into being a disruptor so that you can lead your industry, create the business, the outcomes, and the success that you want on your terms. This is where we challenge you to think different, to lean away from the norm and into the truth of who you are, showing you how to stop blending in to create the income, impact, and become in demand through disrupting your industry. If you want to do something that gives you freedom, satisfaction, and gets you paid, you're going to love this podcast. This is the Disruptor's Way podcast. I'm your host, Simone Griffiths, and it's time to disrupt. Welcome back to the Disruptor's Way podcast. Today, I want to talk to you about what to do when you don't know what to do. So there's been many a time in my life where I've had no freaking idea what to do next. I mean, it happens to everyone. And I can't tell you how many times I've sat with my computer open, my phone up, notepad out maybe, or, you know, been what feels like one continuous blank. You know, and for an entrepreneur or anyone who is a coach, a healer, a course creator like me, that's not a good thing. Not always a good thing, I should say. Like, I mean, there's been many a time where I've just got nothingness. And this happened to me recently. So I decided to share, I decided I was going to share with you what I do and how you can tap into your intuition, your true self, and get yourself out of this rut of not knowing what to do. And so most people will tell you, if we look at human design as an example, if you're an open head or agena, you have an influx of ideas. True. Some of the time, right? Most people will say that if you have a defined head and agena, you have a specific or a fixed way of thinking that comes through you. True, but not always. You know, we all seem to swing and oscillate from like tons and tons and tons of overwhelming amounts of inspiration and then nothingness. And it can be, you know, a lot of people, you know, more often than not, in my experience, I will say with the open head and agena, you know, have like squirrel syndrome. You know, it's ADD, ADHD. Now, I'm not saying that in the sense of a diagnosis. What I'm saying is that these people that I've worked with have, there's a pattern with ADD and ADHD where it's like squirrel syndrome in the sense of they never really complete anything because the next inspiration comes through. Hang on 2 seconds. That's just me drinking my smoothie. You know, it's swings and roundabouts. Like my experience lately is I've been getting a whole lot of nothing, like nothing coming through. And you might know the feeling maybe very well. You know, sometimes it's a fleeting memory. Like sometimes my inspiration comes through leaps and bounds. And then it, you know, it's a distant memory. But then sometimes nothingness happens and it's like I'm stuck. You know. And okay. See, it's starting to kick in. I'm like talking about it. But if working with energetics of people like has shown me one thing that is really common, the more you embrace what you don't want energetically, the faster you can move through it, right? So, you know, just like the buffalo, we see the storm, we run straight into it because on the other side, there'll be sunshine versus running away from the storm where it constantly follows you for what feels like forever. So when we have nothingness, you know, we can think, oh, it's a sign from the universe to slow down. It's da-da-da-da-da. And you know what it could be? It could be. I'm not here to tell you that it's not. But some people call this shadow work. Some call this your lowest expression, low vibe or dense energy, right? Dense frequency. Look, all are true. It doesn't matter what you call it when you have that nothingness, when you, you know, the void, so to speak. But it's more how. So it's not what you do, it's how you do it. And, you know, it doesn't really doesn't matter what you call it. What you need to pay attention to, again, is not the what, but the how instead. And that is when your life, when the nothingness dissolves and moves into the next level. And that is energetic alchemy. So when we transmute nothingness, we dissolve that and move into that next level. You know, now, while I can tell you the personalized list of things to activate your unique energy code to move beyond this version of nothingness, without working on you on a deeper energetic level, like I can't really go into that, but I can tell you this, you're never at the whim of anything external to you, right? There's so many people that go into this phase of nothingness, this void, and they're always like seeking external Like, we can get inspiration from the external, but the universe, your guides, your coaches, your mentors, your friends, your family, you're never at the whim of them. You're never at the whim of the external, including the universe. And knowing this, you are an alchemist, even if you don't recognize it within yourself just yet. And yet being the key word here, right? Like, the key thing is to embrace the thing that you are turning away from. And if that's nothingness, if you're like, oh, I don't want to do this today. You know, oh, I can't think of anything, I'll pop it away. I'm not saying sit there and like get really frustrated with yourself and agonize over something for 3 hours, but be like the buffalo. Have this, like, this has stuck with me for years. Be like the buffalo, run into the storm, like the mighty buffalo, and give that fear, that nothingness, that doubt, that hiding, that self-doubt, that procrastination, that lack of self-worth, that not trusting yourself, that lack of clients, lack of money, the limitations, the conditions, the conformity, the conditioning, the dependency, frustration, anger, bitterness, resentment, disappointment. And I could literally keep going for days. Give that a big old hug. You know, hug the shite out of it until you can transmute and transform that energy into the next, the higher frequency, the higher vibe, and move on your path, moving up that next cycle of evolution to becoming who you are, to remembering, to reclaiming your personal power and connecting with your energetic self. Like, people stay stuck and then they become a victim of staying stuck. And so what I want you to do is pay attention when you're coming up with nothing. And I would suggest, if you were working with me, and I would give you some tools to do this, and I would help you help pull it out, I guess you would say. But I would go within. And I always do go within. If I don't know what to say, I go within and I connect with myself. Because myself, my true self, my energetic self, always, always knows the next step. My intuitive self, my authority, like, it always, always can guide me to the next step. So if you're tired, fatigued, you know, if you're dehydrated, if you're undernourished, you know, if you haven't eaten anything all day, like, of course, these things are going to affect us, especially hydration. Hydration is one of the most underestimated things that I, in my experience, I have ever seen people get the best benefit of is hydration. But not hydration with like tap water, not with bottled water. Like, I used to be a big bottled water drinker, but I swear I've got so many microplastics hanging around in my blood, you know, which I'm actively working on clearing out, right? It's a process. But I would suggest, like, I have a hydrogenized water and it changes the structure of the water. So the structure of the water changes into a hexagonal shape. And, you know, there's been many, 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 many people research this, but it's absorbed faster, the cells, you know, it goes into the cells better. I obviously filter out things like the fluoride, the chloride. You know, I have a volcanic, I'm looking at it now, it's a volcanic rock mineral filter, you know, plus my portable hydrogenized water bottle. Like, there are things that you can do to properly hydrate yourself, which do make a big difference. They do make a big difference. And I know because I've experienced it. But, you know, there's all these things that we can do. But the fastest way that I can embrace the nothingness, that void, is to go within, is to face, like, go into the dark and bring light. Be the light. You know, it's incredible. It's incredible. And I say this like knowing it's going to happen. It's inevitable for it to not happen again for me, right? It's inevitable for anyone to say, oh, I've never been into, you know, the void, what I would call the void. But, you know, it happens and it's okay. And it's a normal part of evolution. Like, it's a normal part of you and as an energetic being moving through this third dimension, like moving through this life. It's inevitable for the void to come up, because when you face a void, it means you're growing. Because there's two decisions we can make with a void, right? We can either go forward or go back, or, you know, we resist and try and go back. But chances are the universe is not going to let you go back. So just remember this, be the wise buffalo. Take whatever you're resisting, you know, take it head on and watch alchemy in form. So if you are struggling to know what to say, if you have no idea what to do next, if you want to do something but you don't know, go within, because the answers will always, always come through.